Well, rivalry week. You played in a number of these. What do you feel about this matchup?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, this is one of the best weeks of the year for sure to have this matchup. Makes it even better that we're both ranked, having great seasons. Just a lot of excitement behind this game, and you know, we're excited to go out there on Saturday and play it.
What do you think is different about the offense this year than you're going to face versus last year from Utah?
Last year was kind of a unique situation they were in with some quarterback depth that they were working through, right, with different guys. Obviously a much more established quarterback and scheme with Devin, and he's been with his coordinator, so he's comfortable with the plays that he's running. And so just in studying them, the preparation has definitely been, more concrete as far as knowing what we're going to see and what to expect.
You use the word comfortable when describing Devin down here, when you kind of watch him on tape. Is it that obvious? He looks pretty comfortable in what he's running in this game?
I think I was just using the word comfortable as far as our preparation. When you know who you're seeing going into a game and his skill set and, you know, what his tendencies are and what his strengths are and what his weaknesses might be, you're more prepared. But, yeah, no, we've definitely had a great week so far studying film and in our preparation, and we're going to continue to do that up until Saturday.
What's the biggest challenge in defending a dual-threat quarterback like
him? He's a great athlete. I think he's really shifty, able to make guys miss. And so, in the run game, he adds, an additional challenge there because, when the quarterbacks run the ball, they have an extra blocker, right? So, and we've seen that on film in all the games. He carries the ball extremely well and is a threat in that way. And he finds his receivers, too, down the field when they're open. But, we're excited to play against a great player like him.
Where have you seen Faletau Satsuama grow the most in this past year?
Fale, I spend a lot of time with him, obviously, in the safety room and in training this offseason. I think he's just taken huge strides in, number one, his confidence and just believing in himself as an athlete, but also just understanding, of the defense. I think he's come to really understand his position, understand, leverage of tackling and, angles. And you see that on the field in the way that he makes plays. Obviously, he's a long player, got great athleticism, so he puts himself in positions to make plays, and he does that consistently in the games.
Has having faced Noah Fifita helped you prepare for Dampier?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, Noah was a great challenge for us last week. Very accurate quarterback, and he took care of the ball really well. So that was good prep for us.
Last week in the Utah-Arizona State game, it looked like Arizona State was having troubles tackling. Are you guys really focusing on that this week as far as tackling?
We haven't had any additional emphasis on it. I feel up to this point we've tackled well in all of our games, and that just comes down to our technique and trusting the fundamentals of what we build everything off of in our defense. So we're going to continue to go out there and play the way that we play and trust our technique.
You were made to deal with a lot of adversity defensively, a lot of guys going out, a lot of guys stepping up. How does that help the defense as a whole prepare for a game like this?
I think it just gives us a lot of confidence, right, knowing that whoever ends up in there in the game is a guy who's capable and who can make plays, right? He knows what he's doing. He's prepared. He's gotten reps in practice. He's made plays in previous games. So whoever it is, whoever the 11 guys are that are out there on the field, they're going to give us a chance to win. And when we're out there with them, we're going to trust them to do what they need to do, and they're going to make plays.
National attention is good. Second year in a row, big noon kickoff is coming. Great for the program, but how do you stay focused?
There's a lot of hype and exterior, talk and stuff surrounding this game, and there always is, regardless of whether it was a big noon kickoff game or not. But, just remembering that, each week we have a new opponent, right? We have a new challenge, and, our goal in that week is to go 1-0, and if we keep stacking that all the way through the season, then we'll love the result when we get to the end. But, yeah, just staying focused on what we know to be important and how to prepare.
Tanner, you're one of four guys on the team that played in was on the team in 2021 when you beat him here.
Yep.
You were redshirted.
That's correct.
What's your core memory of that win for BYU?
That was the first game I ever dressed for as a college player. Made a couple of plays on special teams in that week in practice. So, the coaches told me that I was going to dress. And I just remember when we rushed the field and won, somehow amongst all those tens of thousands of people, I found my dad in the stadium or down on the field. So that was pretty crazy, but really special memory for us. Yeah.
Have you brought that up this week as you've talked to the guys about this game and kind of what the atmosphere will be at Lavelle?
Haven't really mentioned that. A lot of our younger guys are starting to, really realize and figure out how important truly this game is, and knowing why it's important to us and why we want to win it. And so just making that clear to them, but also staying within ourselves and being who we are and playing our game.
Kalani said there were grown men crying after that win. Was your dad one of them?
He definitely probably was. I don't know if I caught him crying, but he probably was one of those people.
There seems to be a lot of quarterbacks in the Big 12 that run a lot. They're athletic. How does that help you guys as you prepare for Dan here this week and seeing them in the past?
Yeah, week in, week out, as you say, there's a lot of dual threat type quarterbacks. So in the way that we pursue to the ball and understanding our fits across all the levels, whether it's at the D-line or backers or in the secondary, we know how to pursue and the angles to take. We've got a lot of reps under our belt doing that, and we're going to go out and trust our preparation.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.